Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Jason Bishop today running the three-man show. I assume EB will be back tomorrow. He was in Kansas City for a volleyball tournament, so we'll have EB back in studio tomorrow. Big story in college football over the weekend. The University of Tennessee had a quarterback named Nico Iamaliava.
Yeah, California kid.
He was the number three high school prospect coming out. Sat under Joe Milton for a year. And then last year helped Tennessee get all the way to number eight in the rankings. They got to the college football playoff, lost in the first round to Ohio State 42-17. So they had a really good year. He was apparently making $2.1 million to play quarterback. And apparently it wasn't good enough. Word came out that he wanted double.
Wanted up to $4 million.
I wrote a chapter in our book, Still Barking, Never Asked for Double. He asked for double, and Tennessee said, bye-bye, right. Don't want you anymore. There are some reports that the coach at Oregon may have tipped off Josh Heupel, who's the head coach at Tennessee, that he had heard that Iamaliava and his dad were seeking more money. And kind of to their credit, I guess, Josh Heupel in Tennessee said, not interested, and cut the cord.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about a school finally standing up and saying, you know what, you're not worth this?
Look, if you're paying
players. We're not going to pay you what you want.
It's a new age, obviously, with NIL. And if you feel like a player is not worth $4 million, you're willing to pay him $2 million. You have to part ways. I don't have a problem with what Tennessee did.
I don't have a problem with what Tennessee
did. Held for ransom, I feel
icky about it all.
Because
I don't like it. It's pro sports now. It's pro sports. It sucks. I think as a fan, it sucks. Maryland's going to have all new five starting five next year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be like that probably every season. It's going to be rare that you're going to have players that are going to stick around for a while if they're very good.
Right. Until the rules change.
College football may be a little different because you have to be in a program for, you know, before you can go to the pros for a few years. So you may get to know the players a little bit better. But I have no concept of how much guys are getting paid in general. And then does every player get paid? What is the third receiver on Tennessee make?
Probably a decent amount of money. I would guess all of those guys are getting paid something. I mean, you're not going to have your quarterback making $2.1 million and your third or fourth string wideout making zero.
Well, all of
those guys have to get paid.
The players get a stipend. All right, every single college athlete gets a stipend going toward, so that goes towards like your cost of living and wherever, if you're having an apartment to pay rent. All right, but that's separate from NIL. NIL, I mean, I don't think every single player gets NIL.
Yeah, maybe. Isn't NIL individual deals?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Nobody wants the name, image, and likeness of the third receiver, Cakes.
No, but the third receiver might get something.
Okay,
especially if they're highly recruited.
How about your backup right guard?
I'm just talking about walk-ons.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, your third string right guard. I don't know how much they're getting, if they're getting anything. But the fact that Tennessee said, this is what you're worth, this is what we think you're worth, and your camp is coming asking for double, sorry, buddy. Hit the road. He missed the practice right before the spring game.
Right.
I mean, the spring game's a pretty big deal in some of these schools.
They're basically saying, go see if you can get this elsewhere, because we're going to move on without you.
Well, correct. He might if he was, you know, if he's as good as he was at least coming out of high school.
Right. He wasn't that good last year.
I don't like it. You can chime in at 800-636-1067. I don't know what it is. I understand it's not amateur anymore, but maybe it's just, you know, 54 years old, and for years and years, you would have that argument that maybe the college players should get paid. Mm-hmm. Now they're getting paid, like, to hold a team hostage. If he's getting paid $2 million, that's pretty good for a college athlete, okay?
It's a lot of money.
And then he holds the team hostage. I don't like it. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. How do you feel about it? College athlete.
I love the fact that Tennessee said F you. Look, if he had a better season than he did, he really didn't have a great season. Mm-hmm. He was a highly recruited kid. He entered Tennessee early. He enrolled in December of 22. He, he was behind Joe Milton, a very highly recruited kid. But he was terrible in the Ohio State game in the playoff. He was really bad. He didn't put up great numbers. If he had put up better numbers, they might have said, yeah, you're worth it.
Offensively, they were carried by their running back.
You're worth $4 million if he had put up better numbers. Yeah, but he clearly didn't.
He was 14 for 31, 104 yards passing loss to Ohio State.
Yeah, and they got embarrassed. But I think more schools should stand up to some of these athletes, because who knows who was in his camp. I mean, I know it's his father, but I'm sure he's got some sort of an agent or multiple agents that are asking for this increase in money. Look, if you're not worth it, we're not paying you.
I don't like it at all. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I remember when it got to the college football playoff and the rankings at the end of the year, more than half of the guys who were starting quarterbacks were transfers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's going to be the norm going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Do you like that, Cakes?
I mean, I don't love it, but this is what college sports is going to be now.
I understand what it is, but what's your opinion?
I don't love it. I mean, you like getting to know like teams as they used to like play for two or three years together. But those days are over. Guys are just going to transfer. They're going to hit the portal like in huge numbers. We just saw it this past season where more guys are in the portal than weren't. It's just the new way of digesting college athletics.
There needs to be more rules, because there's no rules. And if there's not going to be rules, then the players are going to take advantage of it. We already talked about the fact that, you know, we don't like the college basketball players being able to play at four or five different schools in 5 years. I think there's got to be a penalty for transferring more than once. And if they don't do that, then of course, you know, kids are going to transfer to another school for a, you know, if they're making 50 grand, they're getting offered 150 grand. Of course, they're going to bounce and go to another school. And college quarterbacks, especially at the SEC level, I mean, they're going to be making tons of money. And if they're good, they're going to be making, you know, not what starting quarterbacks make in the NFL, but certainly what backups make.
Carson Beck got $4 million from Miami after he left Georgia.
Yeah.
$4 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like, you don't fault Carson Beck for leaving and taking that money and transferring.
Yeah, but if Carson Beck held out right now and said, "I'm going to hit the portal in the spring," that would be a huge issue.
Right.
The same with Nico. I mean, this is why, like, there's so much family involved and just nonsense of people not involved in directly in the sport. Nico tried. Reports are that Nico tried to hold out of the playoffs. People said it wasn't going to happen. It's happening. He wanted more money just to compete in the playoffs.
Yeah,
he renegotiated after the season for $2.4 million. Had that going forward, and now in the springtime, he tries to hold them hostage by thinking, "Well, you don't have any options. You got to pay me." And thank God, Heupel said, "See you later."
By the way, do these? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Do these guys? Do they sign like contracts with the? Like, how does it work?
Yeah,
they sign a contract with the school.
I don't know. Like, there's like no physical contract. Right?
You can make it to the portal anytime.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if they actually...
They need to fix the system. It stinks. I mean, look, the national championship game last year was Will Howard against Riley Leonard, if you just look at the quarterbacks. They're both transfers.
Right.
They both played 4 years at one school.
So
I might be botching Riley Leonard's amount of years he was in at his previous school, but I think Will Howard was 4 years at Kansas State, right?
Yep.
And maybe three. And then they basically say, "Hey, I'm a free agent.
Yeah.
Come give me money." I don't know.
These deals feels are so icky. High dollar. They're multi-million dollar deals. They can't just be handshake deals. Like, how can he just go to Josh Heupel and the coaching staff and say, "You know what? This $2.1 million is not enough. I need four." They should be able to look at a piece of paper and say, "Well, you agreed to play this season for this amount of money." Like,
but
it's a holdout like a pro.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, in the pro. Pros have contracts too, and they hold out.
All right, so they're just applying that to NIL.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, I think there are.
I mean, it is what it is.
I think there are contracts, and maybe they're 1 year deals.
They should just strip the name college off of football and basketball. These are professional athletes now. They're professional athletes, just on a lower level.
And these
are not college sports anymore.
I'm sure that when we get to the college football playoffs this year, and we just look at the quarterbacks, half of them are going to be transfers again.
Right.
It's getting out of hand.
And in college
basketball, it's getting out of hand.
I mean, I know that Maryland has a new coach, but it's a whole new team.
Right.
Whole new team.
Well, it's not just going to be at Maryland. It's going to be at a lot of different schools.
Yeah, and it's probably harder for, you know, if you're a huge Terp fan, it's probably harder to root for them because you're just not familiar with these players that are coming in every single year or bouncing every single year. It's probably harder to pull for kids that you just don't know.
Well, totally. The kids don't have the passion for the school
zero passion.
Like Gravis Vasquez loved Maryland, and that was why he was so fun to root for.
Yeah, beloved.
Like, John Gilchrist loved Maryland and loved Gary. Like, that's not going to happen anymore.
Right.
They're mercenaries.
Yeah, you're not going to have a guy that's going to come and play for 3 or 4 years that's any good. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have an NBA draft prospect level player that's going to come to College Park as a freshman. Now, I mean, to even play more than 1 year, if you're like a top 10 pick, of course you're going to go pro. But yeah, those days of like the Gilchrist and the Gravises staying for multiple years, they're done.
The thing about college sports is, and what's so different about it than pro sports, is that the tradition of it, the passion of the fan base, that you're rooting for the name on the front and not on the back. And now it's just been individualized. Almost like the NBA, where you have superstars that are bigger than the team. It's happening in college, where the player is bigger than the school that they're playing for.
Yeah,
and that just takes away the whole purpose of college sports.
It makes me less interested. It does.
It's hard. It's hard. I understand that. I mean, once they start playing and they're huge games, you kind of try and forget about that. The NCAA needs to install a couple things. One, there has to be a penalty for transferring more than once. There just has to be. And there's got to be a salary cap. Now, there's kind of one now with this revenue sharing that there's only a certain amount of money a school can put towards a program, football, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, whatever. But there's got to be a salary cap for the player. And if you sign a contract, you've got to abide by that contract.
Let's go to.
You can't renegotiate after 1 year. You can't do it. If you try, you get. You know, there's gonna be a lawsuit.
Let's go to Caleb. He's calling in from Knoxville. He's a student at Tennessee. What's up, Caleb? Good morning.
What's up, Casey? And happy to be on the Junkies with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Are you, you're a student down there?
Yeah, I'm not a Nova boy, but I got the in-state tuition, so I decided to come down.
Okay, all right, good. So what are the students saying down there in Knoxville?
Well, I think the whole fan base in Knoxville is like super pissed off right now with Nico, because when the Tennessee fan base is like so passionate, and if you can get behind their good side, like when Hendon Hooker went on that series 2 years ago, that was amazing, and all of Knoxville was behind it. But right now with Nico, it's like if you go on Tennessee social media, it is just a show. They're all screaming at him, and I'm disappointed because I went to the Ohio State game. And I was disappointed in that, and I just bought a jersey thinking he was going to be a homegrown guy, like someone who actually like stayed the years and was going to be a part of this program. And I'm just disappointed, man.
Yeah, he's done. He's gone. What's their? I mean, I don't know if they can go out and get a kid from the portal now, but what's their backup quarterback situation looking like?
I think it was a 4-star, some white guy that I don't think is going to be that great. So.
All right.
That's funny.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that your school did that. I'm glad they stood up to him and said, you're not worth $4 million. He wasn't even that good that last year. Now, maybe he gets better. But, you know, in some of the big games, he wasn't that good.
Yeah, he wasn't that great. I would rather go with someone new. All right, I got to go because I got to get class. But it's great talking to you. Let's go.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
all the way. 50's all the way.
Yeah, sorry to inconvenience you.
Thanks for sneaking us in on the way to Econ 101.
Get to your 750 class.
Takes a class that early. Yeah.
You know, he might not be smart.
Caleb, what are you doing, man?
Doing 7:30 classes.
Classes before 8 a.m.? Rookie.
Especially on a Monday.
Must be a freshman.
Yeah.
Gotta be. But thanks for the call. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's and I think you're probably going to see more of these stories.
All right, let's go to Michael. He wants to weigh in. Michael, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jones. Good morning, fellas.
Yep.
Two quick points I want to make. First, a shout out to Josh Heupel in Tennessee for basically saying, you know what, dude, you can go. We are not paying you $4 million. Sounds like a max contract for a college player. And you know, like I think it was one of y'all said it. He did not play that good against Ohio State last year in the playoff. I.e., that's how they lost 42-17. And then another thing is, do you guys think this would have been a big deal if it wasn't like an SEC school or a Power 5 conference? Like, let's say it was like one of these small conference schools or small institutions. So those were like some things I said. And then for the last caller, yeah, he's definitely a rookie, man. No such thing as Monday morning classes when I was in college at all. Hell no.
If it was a smaller conference, you wouldn't hear about it as much.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be, money.
Correct. The money wouldn't be as big.
But let's be real. The smaller conferences and the smaller programs, if they have really good players, they're getting gobbled up by the bigger ones.
Yeah, I mean, you're here.
You know what I mean? Like if you're, you know, you're friends with Caputo at GW. Let's say GW has a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bigger programs are going to get them in the transfer portal.
Yeah, they're going to swoop in.
Correct.
That's just the way of the world. I mean, the richer teams are going to be able to throw more money at the players, and they're going to gravitate towards the schools that have more money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with the kids making some money. I just think there's got to be more rules, because right now there's no rules. There's none. I mean, you can go wherever you want
right, for
as much money as you want. And you can transfer as much as, you know, five times if you want. You know, now you're gonna, the COVID year will disappear because everyone got that extra COVID year. Because a lot of schools just weren't even playing. So that's going to disappear soon. So they're going to have less time. You're going to have 5 years to play four, I assume, if I'm doing the math correct. But they've got to establish some rules where you can't transfer every single year and play that same year.
Can you only play four? Because all these guys, you know, I mentioned Will Howard. It was his fifth year. He employed the COVID year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I assume he had the COVID year.
I think he had 4 years at K-State.
Yeah, so he had 5 years to play because he added the COVID year. Usually you have 5 years to play four. But maybe they've, you know, there's injury caveats.
Right.
There was the COVID caveat. If you're a grad school student, you can play if you're in grad school. So there's a lot of different rules. But now that the COVID year is gone, you're not going to see as many kids transfer or playing 6 years as opposed to five.
I don't like it, but it is the way it's going to be probably moving forward.
Yep, better
it's
get
probably
used to
the
it.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can also hit us up on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Still to come on the show, we've got Tarik El-Bashir to talk Caps. Will they be ready for the playoffs? That's coming up at 8 o'clock. And Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel to talk more Masters here on the Junkies.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.